My guest today is Christine Smets, who is one of a handful of Baltimore-based professional genealogists. It's so lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks for coming in, Christine.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So I know that you are an immigrant from Belgium, and added to that, we have the fact that you're an historian and a librarian, you're a multilingualist. So all of this feeds in really beautifully to being a professional genealogist. But I'm wondering what made you realize that all of those pieces had really come together and fallen into place.
Well, I would say it started with a box. About 5 years ago, we moved my mother-in-law from Chicago to Baltimore. And among her possessions was a big box that said family history. And I told my husband, I said, don't let me open up that box because you may not see me again. And so it took me a little while, maybe about a year and a half, but eventually I did open the box. And I discovered that my father-in-law, who had passed away, had started documenting his family history. So I started going through it and then joined, I think, Ancestry.com and started building a family tree. And before I knew it, I had, you know, a tree with 4,000 people in it. At the same time, you know, I was working as a freelance librarian, so I realized that I could apply a lot of the skills I had learned as a librarian into the genealogical research. So about 2 years ago, I thought if I want to do this professionally, I really need to learn the tools of the trade. I did a workshop at the National Archives a few summers ago, and then last spring I signed up for a 15-week course with Boston University, and I felt that really raised my hobby to a professional level.
I love the name of your professional website, Chainlines. What is the background to that?
Well, as I mentioned, I started as a freelance librarian, and more in particular, a freelance bibliographer. As a librarian, the last 5 to 8 years, I worked mostly with special collections materials and rare books. And one of the clues that we use when we research rare books or books from the hand-printed area are the chain lines in the paper. Chain lines are those lines that you could see when you hold up paper, handmade paper, to the light. They will run either horizontally or vertically, and they were made by the frames in which the paper was made. So you can see the lines, the chain lines. So I decided not to change the name for my company because I think it is still apt for what I do as a genealogist. As I mentioned, it's a clue. And in genealogy, in family history, we are looking for clues.
Now, someone who is a professional genealogist, obviously you have so much at your disposal in terms of resources and expertise. But if somebody is wanting to do this as a dabbler or just as a hobby, what would be the most important advice you would give them?
I think the first thing that you want to do is really look at what you have already, which is the family that's with you today, and talk to them. Let them tell you their stories before you start going online. And there is a wealth of material online now, as you know, because family history is so much more than dates and names. And then have fun online by all means.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to genealogist Christine Smets, one of just a handful of Baltimore-based professional genealogists. And you can find Christine on her website at chainlines.com. Thank you so much, Christine. Happy digging.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.